Party Midday. This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Lynn here. Today is Thursday, October 14th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Your local news from the Wauchula Police Department. Drivers and pedestrians, did you know the speed limit along West Main Street is 30 miles per hour and the minimum stopping distance for a vehicle traveling at that speed is 89 feet, with 44 feet of that distance accounting for the reaction time of the driver? Do not assume the driver or pedestrian is paying attention to their surroundings. The police department has witnessed just as many pedestrian violations of stepping into the roadway without allowing enough distance for the vehicle to stop as they have witnessed motorist violations. Due to the number of complaints they have recently received, they will have increased enforcement of these statutes, especially in the downtown corridor. The Wauchula Police Department is committed to ensuring the safety of both pedestrians and motorists. Your local events, ladies, make your plans now to take part in the next Polk County Sheriff's Office Personal Safety and Women's Basic Self-Defense class. These classes are free of charge for ladies 13 years and older. Those under 18 will need a parent present to sign a waiver at the start of the class. The next class will be held on October 19th at the Polk County Sheriff's Office Operations Center, 1891 Jim Keene Road in Winter Haven at 6:30 p.m. If you wish to attend, please RSVP by emailing crimeprevention@polksheriff.org and please include your name and phone number. That email again is crimeprevention@polksheriff.org. The Hardy Players present Charlie Brown coming to the historic Wauchula City Hall Auditorium. Showtimes are Friday through Sunday on October 15th through the 17th and October 22nd to the 24th. Friday and Saturday, the show starts at 7 p.m. and on Sunday it starts at 2 p.m. Tickets will be sold at the door, $10 for adults and $5 17 and under. Fishy Tales and Funky Tunes will be back next Monday, October 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Heritage Park. And also this Friday, cheer on your Hardy Wildcats as they travel to St. Petersburg and take on the Lakewood Spartans in a non-district away game. The time for kickoff is different, 7 p.m. And if you can't make it over there, Wes and the gang will bring you live coverage of this matchup starting a few minutes before kickoff right here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, AM 1310 and FM 102.1 on your Hardy County radio dial, or listen around the world at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs here in Hardy County: Lakeside Neurologic is looking for registered nurses. Qualifications include an associate's or bachelor's degree in nursing, a registered nurse license in the state of Florida, and experience with skilled nursing, subacute, and long-term care. Fluent Cannabis Care is looking for a cultivation technician. A high school diploma or GED is preferred. And the Redlands Christian Migrant Association is looking for an information data specialist. U.S. work authorization and a high school diploma or GED are required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles or moving any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 87 degrees out, feels like 97. No predicted chance of rain, mostly sunny. Shade temperature is 92. The maximum UV index is 5, moderate. Winds northeast at 7 miles per hour with gust up to 12 miles per hour. The humidity 65%, extremely humid. Air quality is excellent. The dew point 74. Cloud cover is 22%. 10 miles of visibility, and the cloud ceiling was 33,300 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:27 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, mostly sunny, patchy fog early this morning, a slight chance of showers late this afternoon, highs in the lower 90s, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour, chance of rain 20%. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Friday, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 90s, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. And Friday night, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s, east winds around 5 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. That looks like some beautiful football weather right there. And that's your weather report and forecast. You're on Hardy Midday. You're all caught up now. So let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. USDA's Economic Research Service projects a total value of U.S. agricultural exports to reach an all-time high in fiscal year 2022. According to AgriMarketing.com, higher shipments of major categories of commodities, including grains and feeds, oilseed products, and livestock, poultry, and dairy products, are the primary forces behind the increase. The total U.S. ag export values are projected to reach $177.5 billion in fiscal year 2022, up from their previous highs of $173.5 billion in 2021. The USDA says it will invest $5 billion to advance goals of ending hunger and malnutrition. The agency highlighted the effort at the recent United Nations Food Systems Summit. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says it calls for building more sustainable and resilient food systems around the globe to provide safe, nutritious, affordable, and accessible food while conserving natural resources and combating the climate crisis. The USDA also says as of October 1st, a higher loan limit is now available for borrowers seeking a guaranteed farm loan. The limit went from $1.776 million to $1.825 million. Farm Service Agency Administrator Zach Ducheneau says farm loans are critical for our customers' annual operating and family living expenses, emergency needs, and cash flow. Raising the guaranteed loan limit will allow FSA to better meet their financial needs as natural disasters and the pandemic impact operations.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Taking a look at the most recent crop progress report from the National Ag Statistics Service, USDA reporter Gary Crawford has a look at the national numbers.
Pegging the soybean crop at a record 4.45 billion bushels, 2% higher than USDA's September forecast. Corn, USDA has that crop a hair above 15 billion bushels, up less than 1% from last month, up 6% from last season, and about the same as had been expected. Cotton, USDA's projected 18 million bale crop would be a little lower than many had projected, still 23% more than last season. Finally, USDA projecting a 12% smaller orange crop this season. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
In Georgia, cotton, peanut, and soybean harvests were all delayed due to rainy weather. Some peanuts that were dug up were reported to be underwater. Soybean rust was noted in some areas. Livestock and pastures remain in good condition. Alabama's rainfall limited field work in some areas. Crops remain in relatively good condition, and harvest activities continued as weather permitted. Some soybean fields also showing soybean rust. Peanut digging picked up after rain delay. Continued wet weather in Florida has slowed harvesting activities, especially in the soggy Panhandle area. Next season's orange and grapefruit crops are progressing well. Pastures and cattle remained in good to excellent condition.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Maura Bennett. Thanks for listening. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. The number of jobless applications dropping to its lowest level since the start of the pandemic.
The Labor Department says unemployment claims dropped by 36,000 to 293,000 last week. It's the second straight drop and the smallest number of people to apply for benefits since March of 2020 when the pandemic intensified. Many businesses struggling to fill jobs have held on to their workers. Hiring has slowed in the past 2 months, even as companies and other employers have posted a near-record number of open jobs.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Four of the largest U.S. banks say profits grew by double digits in the last quarter. Healthier economy allowing banks to have fewer bad loans. More than 10,000 Deere and Company workers have gone on strike. It's the first major walkout at the agricultural machinery giant in more than three decades. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foster. There were five more NHL openers Wednesday night. William Nylander broke a tie at 106 in the third period of the Toronto Maple Leafs beat Montreal 2-1. Toronto won in front of a crowd of over 18,000 masked and fully vaccinated fans at Scotiabank Arena's first regular season crowd since March 10, 2020. Jack Campbell made 31 saves for the Maple Leafs, allowing only a first period goal.
Oh, it was fun. I mean, to have everybody back in the building, it was electric. And, you know, I thought the boys did a great job responding after they scored. And You know, we really executed the game plan, and I think the crowd gave us the advantage tonight to get a huge 2 points.
Alex Ovechkin scored twice in Washington's 5-1 win over the New York Rangers. Blackhawks center Nathan MacKinnon and head coach Jared Bednar are both in the COVID-19 protocol and missed Chicago's opener, a 4-2 loss to Colorado. Edmonton was a shootout winner over Vancouver 3-2, Anaheim beat Winnipeg 4-1. This is Esser in Sports. After veteran head coach John Gruden resigned from the Las Vegas Raiders this week following reports about him using offensive terms and emails, Raiders quarterback David Carr tells KTNV he will miss Gruden.
I just tried to push everything off. Yep. I mean, I'm sick about it. Have a lot of emotions. Angry, sick, you know, upset, mad, frustrated, all of those things. Empathy, you know, whatever.
Rich Bisaccia, named the Raiders interim head coach, says while he and Gruden remain friends, he has a job to do.
I'm still a friend of Coach Gruden's, and but we haven't had any dialogue since that particular night. It was an extremely emotional night for all of us, for whatever the reasons. So, but you know, hopefully at one time we'll be able to visit again. I think he's probably going to leave me alone and wish that we do the best.
Raiders are 3-2 and riding a 2-game losing streak. In the NFL tonight, it's the 4-1 Tampa Bay Buccaneers playing at 2-3 Philadelphia. With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula, and always online at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: the cost of helium has been rising quite a bit lately. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.